This episode is going to be really quick. I just want to tell you because I think I'm tired of hearing this thing over and over again, and I'm doing something very nice here for you. So I need you to listen without getting upset. Like, I just need you to listen and take it all in, digest it, and then decide to act upon it. You're not too much of anything. When people talk about their bodies, you would think that they're talking about, I don't know, something distant and something unreal, like an object. And you shouldn't do that, okay? You would hear them say things like, no, would I still be able to attract this kind of man? Would I still be able to attract a wealthy man, a generous man, a provider man? Would I still be able to da, 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 da? Yes. But I don't look like your average, forget your average anything, okay? It doesn't matter. It's all in your head. Play in your field, okay? Me, for instance, some of you have probably never met me in your entire life. But if you have, you would know that my tits are very pronounced, okay? They fit my body structure, but they're pronounced. Like, they're hard to miss. Like, you see me, you also see my tits. They're like two heads on my chest. I'm not even joking. They're live and direct there on my chest. It's hard to miss it, right? And you would never, ever, ever, ever see me struggle being with the man who likes small tits or prefers a bigger bum to tits. Or because I'm not really tall, I'm 5'5". I'm like average height. You would never see me be with a man who likes tall women. I'm not skinny, so you'd never see me be with a man who prefers skinny women. I just wouldn't do it because it takes away from your self-worth. So if a man who has a different preference from, like, a different normal preference from who you are and what you look like, be very suspicious, okay? Suspect everything, because it doesn't make any sense. And, you know, there are exceptions to the rule. There are people who had a different preference and then met one person and either just suddenly changed their minds about, you know, their physical preference and their partners, or it was a person's personality that got them, whatever it is. Play in your field, okay? When you go out on a date with a man and he starts to say things like, oh, I prefer, da, 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 I prefer. If it really hurts you that bad and he's talking about his preference, look, I can be very rude. So if you're not like me, don't do it because you have to keep up. But if you're like me, and you have a very, very sharp tongue, you to talk about the things you prefer. I prefer a man who takes me shopping. I prefer a man who gives me a monthly allowance. I prefer a man who gives me money. I prefer a man who drives this car, that car. I prefer a man who travels, I don't know, very often in a month. I prefer just you to do your own back, like, and end it there. I don't think you should be with somebody you constantly have the back and forth with, or somebody who, you know, wants to look. You'd never catch me in situations like that. You know when somebody is being genuine, and you know when somebody is wasting your time. If you continue to have self-esteem problems, you're going to continue to attract time wasters because you are wasting your time being bothered about something you can either change or accept. Can I change the fact that I have huge juggers? Yes, I can. I could get breast reduction surgery. Do I want to? No, I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm just giving you an instance. I don't want to get breast reduction surgery. Not just that I can't afford it at the moment, but I don't want to. Because I like my body the way it is. The best I can do is go to the gym, work out. But I really appreciate my body and what it does for me. Your body is keeping you alive. Say thank you. Love your body. Get yourself not too expensive body oils, perfumes. Get yourself nice makeup. Like, treat your body like the angel, the princess that it is. 'Cause, eat healthy. Eat fruits and vegetables. Treat your body nice so that it under, 'cause it will respond to you. So it understands that you appreciate it. Stop complaining and complaining and whining about, oh, you know, my body is like, if you can change it, change it. If you can go to the gym and work for it, go to the gym and work for the body that you want, the physique that you want. If you can get weight loss surgery, get it. Don't let anybody shame you into, oh, but you have to love your body. If you do all these things, if it's a BBL you want, girl, do a BBL. Don't let people shame you and tell me, oh, I want a BBL. Oh, but I weight loss surgery. Oh, but if you go to the gym. Oh, but if you. It's your body. You're the only one who knows what's best for you. You're the only one who knows what works for you. Listen to yourself. If that's going to boost your confidence, do it. Do it. But don't just sit down there and be complaining and complaining and go, and then be looking at other people who love their bodies and you'll be angry. Why are you angry? Why? If you're really tall, you'd be with people who like really tall women. If you're short, you'd be with people who like short women. People who have money that like short women. People who have money to like tall women. I remember when I told you guys in a previous episode, I can't remember which one it was, but I told you he doesn't have to have all the gazillions in the world. He just has to be generous and have a provider mindset. That's all. That is all. And there you have it. Premium life. That's all. He doesn't have to have all the gazillions, because having all the gazillions and not giving you a penny, there's a problem with you. I always say it, if you're with someone who is super duper wealthy and has never given you a dime, or when he gives you, he actually gives you a penny, you're in trouble and you should leave him alone. Because there's no point. You're still broke either way. So, why are you wasting your time and wasting his time? You're both wasting each other's time. Just leave. But you can't sit, like, the more you sit down there, the more you make yourself a victim for people who want to use and abuse you. For people who want to say, oh, yes, you're actually flawed. You're actually not perfect, but you know what? Out of all the people that rejected you, I chose you. Bull, girl. Stop it. Okay? You have to look, it's not even an act. You're not even acting like if I step out of here, the people who are going to want me, it's not you saying it like I'm not sure, but maybe probably. No, it's you saying like, look. Look, don't treat me like that. Don't talk to me like that. Don't, if you don't like something, voice it. I don't like this. Not because of money. He'll be doing something you don't like, and then you just keep being quiet. Except that's your movement. Except you're just bad for the money. Like, look, you can say anything you want to say, but I best be paid. Except that's what you're into. Who cares what he's saying or how he's feeling? He can say anything he likes. But if you really want to still have some self-respect, you better open your mouth and tell him. Because what makes you think if you can find a man who can give you that much and still, if you can find a man who can give you that much and disrespects you, what makes you think you can't find better? A man who can give you that much and respect you, a man who can give you twice as much and respects you, a man who could give you 10 times as much and still respect you. But you have to respect yourself first, and that starts with self-love. Love yourself, love your body. Stop always complaining. I'm to stop trying to make him tell you, "Oh, you're not. You're not ugly. You're so beautiful." Look, you tire him. You make him sick and tired of constantly telling you you're beautiful because you don't feel like you are. I know that it can be very painful to not say, "Oh, I feel this way about myself, and I want you to validate me because, you know, you're the person I'm dating or married to, or the person I'm intimate with. So I need you to tell me I look this way, I look that." I get it. I know. But you cannot be codependent on his opinions about your body. Don't make that your entire identity. Don't, okay? Don't make it your entire identity. That's why you have to love yourself. So you can move on to other things like asking him for money. Because if you are only focused on asking him about how you look, you won't have time to figure out what financial problems you're having and how he can help you solve them. There's no time to do all of that because you're only concerned about if he thinks you're attractive, if he thinks you're beautiful. If he didn't think you were attractive, he won't be there. If he didn't think you were beautiful, he won't give you his money. He won't share his resources with you. He will not be with you. Think about it like that. If he didn't want you, he won't share his resources with you. Right? So, he clearly wants to be with you. If a man doesn't want you, he's not going to give you money. He's going to come up with, "Oh, I've been used in the past. Oh, I don't like women who are too materialistic. Oh, it's because he doesn't." It's because he doesn't like you. It's because he doesn't want to give you anything because he doesn't like you enough. He wants you to prove yourself to him before he gives you anything. And remember, women don't do the proving, men do the proving. So he doesn't like you enough to allow you settle in your feminine energy. He wants you to be in your masculine energy, and that's not a sign of love or like. Okay? So please quit with the "I'm to this, I'm to that, that's why I can't attract this." You will find one. You will find two. You will find three. You'll find a multiple of them, a multitude. That like this, your physique. That's what they actually like. You know? If it's not even like this, they don't want. Right? So while you're getting that together, also get your behavior together. Because remember, I always say, men of means, providers, protectors, generous, wealthy men like peace of mind. And they know that it's expensive. They know peace of mind costs money. And so if you're not giving them peace of mind, it's like, it's cheap. a this cheap they know it costs something. Men of means know that peace of mind costs money. So if they're with you and you're not giving them peace of mind, that's not the lifestyle they're about to live. Because why am I putting money into something that isn't yielding results? Why? What kind of problem is it? Because they're so busy trying to make money, and there you are, not being busy trying to look beautiful, not being busy trying to improve yourself, not being busy being in your feminine energy and taking care of yourself, not being busy doing nice things for yourself with the money, with the resources they're sharing with you. Yeah, it's going to upset them. And they're going to wonder why you have made them your whole identity. Calling, 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 calling. Texting, 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 texting. Seeing, seeing, seeing. Shouting, shouting, shouting. Insult, insult, insult. Like, it's exhausting, girl. Exhausting. If it's something he's doing that you don't like, there's always a way to. Like, I say this all the time here. People, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm telling you the truth. And I've tested this out. That's how I know. So I'm not just talking based off of dem say, I hear say. In my country, Nigeria, they call it dem say, which is also dem say, as in, I heard, you know. Mugbo I heard, I showed up. You don't know what's going on. You've never tried it out, right? This is based off of I heard, I put it to test, it worked, and now I'm telling you the exact same thing. Okay? So stop letting your emotions get the best of you and losing your temper and yelling and da 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 da. I've told you, your nurturing behavior is not to. It's not for the relationships you have with men. Men are very brutal, and that's because the world that they live in is brutal to them. So you can't go there with your nurturing, gentle self. They will finish you. That's like, I've never seen this before. I don't like the person, but I like this. And they just take, and you're drained at the end of the day. Like, God have mercy. So it's like, you know what? I'll give you this nice, nurturing peace of mind. But, like, if you're not maintaining this peace of mind, I can't be here because you can't make me act out of character. It's not me. It will not be me, okay? Before I digress, love yourself. Love the body you're in. If you have huge tits like me, be with men who like huge tits. If you're thin, be with men who like thin women. If you're fat, be with men who like fat women. Chubby, chunky, curvy, whatever. Be with men who like that. If you have huge eyes, small lips, big nose, be with men who like that. There's always a group of people who like that and who can provide for you at the same time. So you're not just being with them and saying, oh, like you can listen to a lot of people when they say, oh, but you know, if you lose weight or if you put on a bit of weight, if you look curvy, if you're skinny, if you look like a model, if you look like an Instagram model, if you look like your everyday plain Jane, if you wear makeup, you would find high value men. You'll find them, men of means, you would find them everywhere, right? There are specific places that they are, But they are really in plain sight. You just have to look the part. And looking the part means not looking crazy. Looking the part means not having orange and purple hair. Look, even if you have orange and purple hair on your head, I can tell you for a fact that there's someone who thinks that is so different and unique and sexy, and he wants a part of that, and he will share his resources with you wholeheartedly, willingly, fully, completely. You have his heart. Okay. So, get to doing. Remember, I told you, digest it, listen to it, digest it, think about it, and then put it to practice. Because it's true. Stop being with people who don't think you're attractive. Stop being with people who don't think you're beautiful. Leave them, like redirect your focus so that you can live a happy life. Life is so fragile for you to not, like, for you to not take care of it, for you to not really pamper yourself and look after your own life. And then you're just, all you're doing is complain, 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 complain. If a woman in her 60s or her 70s or her 40s, 7 kids later, she's still able to get married, she's still able to find a provider, I honestly don't see why you, who has never been married, doesn't have any kids, has 1, 2, 3, 4 kids, used to be married in your 20s, 30s, you are telling me because you look like this, you can't find a provider man. You can't find a man of means. You can, you just don't want to, and that's okay. You just don't want to put in the effort too, and honestly, that's fine. I'm not saying you have to have like a keyload of makeup on your face. I'm not saying you have to wear the most expensive clothes. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is look good so you can feel good. That's how you appreciate your body. Smell good, look good. It helps you feel good about yourself. Okay? Do things like do your research on facial structures, body types, what fits what. Keep doing your research until you're able to create a formula that works for you. Okay? And makeup is really expensive now, so you need to, like, if you cannot afford to do like grandiose things, find a way to do it in the littlest of ways, but it still looks grandiose. Find a way to do it in the littlest of ways that even if it looks, you know, little and small, it looks good. It makes you feel good. It looks beautiful. It makes you feel beautiful. Because then and only then would you be able to attract people who think you're beautiful. Because you know that you're beautiful. You carry yourself and you're aware. Stop doing all that. Oh, I'm humble. I don't know. I'm fine. No, I don't know because I'm so insecure. Except you're using it to get money. I don't see why you should be punishing yourself like that. I don't see why you should be punishing yourself like that. Okay. All right then. Until next time, toodaloo. Bye bye.